Hi again, everybody. We welcome you into AndersonRedskins.org, our weekly podcast. We are back. Did you miss us? It's April Fool's, and we have with us only one half of the Wonder Twins today. Tyler Brooks, assistant athletic director at Anderson High School, is with us. And Tyler, it is April Fool's. I hope you're no fool. I'm no fool. So we'll try to muddle our way through. You what?
That's not what Patty would say.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we don't have to listen to the outside noise, so we know what it is. So, but well, hey, hopefully spring break behind you now. Hopefully you had a nice break and ready to kind of get this spring sports off and running this year.
Yeah, definitely. We actually, so you mentioned spring break. We got a really late one this year. We don't have spring break for another couple weeks.
Oh, my gosh. You haven't even had yours yet. Oh, my gosh.
No, we haven't even had it yet. I think it starts on the 15th.
Oh,
is when our spring break starts.
Oh, they're going to love that because they'll be out, they'll come back, then they'll be out again for the year about a month later. So.
Exactly, yeah. So. Yeah.
That's going to work out well. Well, let's get into the spring season. We haven't had a chance to catch up since the calendar turned on the sports schedule from winter to spring. And although today it seems a little chilly out there, Mother Nature is being a fool today on this April Fool's Day. But
yeah, you're not kidding.
But baseball and softball both off to nice starts here in the early going, despite this kind of goofy weather we've had so far.
Yeah, they've both gotten off to great starts. Baseball's won a couple of close games, and they also had a game where they won 15-1. And softball's had some close games as well. It's been awesome to get them started off on the right foot this year. They're hitting the ball well. They're playing great defense. And that's what we pride ourselves on. So we love seeing that between both programs.
Absolutely. So, and obviously it can be a chore to get out onto the fields, not only to get the games in, but even for practices as well. And to be able to come out of the chutes like that, these early games can mean a lot as the weather gets better and you're out there on the fields a lot more consistently. But how has it been for both baseball and softball kind of getting ready as the season's just underway?
Yeah, they've spent a lot of time in that auxiliary gym with the cage in there. There hadn't been much field time. Like this morning, our fields, I think, are still thawing out right now. I think they're still a little bit frozen last time we checked.
Yep.
So really, they haven't been able to practice on the field, which makes their start even that much more impressive because they've just been grinding away in the gym, both programs have. Whenever we can't get outside, it's just been constantly grinding away in the gym, getting as many reps in the cage. So that all their work that they've been putting in early in the season and the off season is already coming to fruition right now. It's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and obviously every team around the tri-state's kind of going through the same thing. So like you said, though, getting the wins early in the season, that means a lot when you can jump out to a nice start and 3-0 starts for both boys and girls.
Right. It sets the tone.
Absolutely. Definitely sets the tone. So how about the team makeup-wise? I mean, you got experience, got some youth. Tell us a little bit about both baseball and softball.
Well, with our softball program, we do not have a single senior. So we are junior heavy and got some sophomores and four freshmen. So we're very young still, but we brought back a lot of players. So it's cool watching these juniors mature. I mean, they kind of led the team last year as well. So it's cool watching them mature this year, take more of a leadership role, and bring those young freshmen under their wing for the softball team.
That is exciting, too, and that also bodes well for the future. Not that you want to get too far down the road. You want to live in the now. But if they've already had that varsity experience and can show that leadership now as juniors, again, not to get too far down the road, but imagine what it could be like next year, too. So. Future very, very bright. Well, fingers crossed that you can have a week worth of some good weather. The schedule this week, you've got Loveland. So you're getting right into ECC play right off the bat. You're home and away with Loveland this week. So any smack talk for the Loveland folks over there?
No. We might be calling Eric Fry here in a little bit, but no, nothing like that. But, yeah, we got Loveland Monday and Wednesday. Baseball actually just picked up a game for tomorrow against Bishop Brossard at home. That'll be a good one. But, yeah, we're trying to get as many, as long as the weather forecast looks nice, we're just going to try and get as many games in as we can.
Yeah, man, and that's all you can do because, I mean, everybody will be in the same boat. And hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed for later in the week. But Loveland on Monday and Wednesday, Cooper on Thursday. You mentioned Bishop Brossard Tuesday. So it's going to be – you got five games in 5 days. You got the pitching for that?
Yeah, we do. We're actually pretty deep pitching-wise. It's We got a lot of senior arms. We got some juniors and I think a sophomore in Charlie Kreider who's going to help contribute on the mound as well.
Okay.
But like you said, against Cooper, that's going to be a really fun game because that's down at the Florence Freedom Stadium.
Yeah, UC Health Stadium, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a really cool event down there. I think we were signed up to play in it last year but got rained out, so we're really hoping we can be a part of it this year.
And then looking at Friday and Saturday, I'd look at it now, you got six games in 6 days because you play Saturday as well. Friday and Saturday, yeah, you're going to be playing at the Youth Academy, the Reds Youth Academy over in Bond Hill. So Walnut Hills on Friday and then Summit Country Day on Saturday, and that's another great place. So you're going to play at Florence Freedom's Stadium on Thursday and then the Youth Academy on Friday and Saturday. That's some pretty nice fields to play on.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. The only way that would make it better is we're playing down at Great American Ballpark.
Well, you're an old baseball guy, too. So, like, we never had the chance to play on those kind of fields when I played, anyway. I don't know about you.
Well, not when I played, but when I coached a few years back, we actually got the opportunity 2 years to play down at Great American Ballpark
as
part of the Reds Futures event. And that was an unforgettable experience. We actually, I believe it was 2 years ago, played Turpin down there. And that was a great night just for the community as a whole.
That is really cool. So, well, enjoy that, young man. They'll have a lot of fun playing in those games this year, too, on the fields that they're getting to play on this year. And it's kind of a great opportunity. So congrats to all of them. And then the girls, we mentioned Monday, Loveland. Wednesday, Loveland. Then they're busy as well. Western Brown on Thursday. Walnut Hills on Friday. Harrison on Saturday. So they've got five games in 6 days.
Oh, yeah, it's full go now. Now that we see some sunshine, we're getting after it.
Fingers crossed, weather holds for us. That's what we all hope for. So what we don't have to worry about weather-wise for the most part is the lacrosse because they get to play on the football field. So they are out there on the turf more times than not. So let's talk early going with the boys and girls lacrosse and how things are going early on.
Yeah, we got a couple new coaches with both programs. Coach Pat Thatcher was our girls coach last year. He's moved over to the boys team and brought in a bunch of new coaches. And those kids, it's fun to watch their progression, even from last year to this year, how they respect each other and come together as a team. They play hard. That is one physical sport.
That's a great sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a little hard to understand. I understand it now, but at first it was a little hard to get used to it. But that is a tough, physical, grueling sport. And we got a couple players that can really sling it. It's fun to just watch them sit there and rip shots at 80-something miles an hour, and you're trying to sit there and think how you have to have some screws loose to go back there and be a goalie.
Goalie's nuts, yeah. Lacrosse goalies are nuts. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe it.
right. But then with our girls program, we have he was our assistant coach last year, is the head coach now, Joe Hardiman. And he's picked up a couple of nice wins recently. We got Bishop Fenwick up there. That was a nice win. And then this past weekend, we beat CHCA. And our defense this year so far has been pretty good on the girls' side. Anna Yorio only gave up, I think four goals in the varsity game on Saturday. It seemed like, I think on Twitter we said something around 40 shots. They had a ton of shots, and she had a bunch of great saves. And then the JV game, Melissa Grody only gave up three. So we gave up seven goals the whole entire day on Saturday.
That's impressive.
So that was a lot of fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah, you can hold a team to that few goals in lacrosse, boys or girls. That's saying something. So,
yeah.
Well, that means things then can certainly be that's a positive to build on as you move through the course of the season too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you can establish that tough defense and then you can figure out your offensive game, there's only room to go is up.
Absolutely. Looking ahead to the week, three games this week, Indian Hill Tuesday night. That'll be at the home stadium there. And then on the road for a couple of games Thursday and Saturday. So busy week for girls lacrosse coming up. And then as far as the boys are concerned, looking at their schedule as well, they will get games on Wednesday night against Elder. That'll be at the PAC And then at Lebanon Junior High School on Friday night. And then Saturday, come right back on Saturday. So three games this week for boys lacrosse as well. So best of luck to all those athletes. Let's turn our attention to tennis, by the way, today to talk about a very small time frame to get a lot of matches in. They start today all around the city, and it'll be the first of four, make it one, two, three, four, five matches this week in 6 days for tennis. So busy week for those young men as well.
Oh, you're not kidding. And we've got seven guys on our team. We had a little low numbers this year for tennis. So we have seven out of seven. You need seven? We got seven. So we started off the year. We went out to Lakota West and won, then went out to East the following day and won. So these have all been 3-2 matches. So we've won a lot of close ones. I think we're 2-1 now.
Okay.
And these kids just compete. These are some serious tennis dudes. They go out there. Our singles guys compete, our doubles compete, and it's fun to watch. And today's a big one. We've got Turpin today.
Oh boy, yeah.
that'll be a great match.
And the weather, it'll be sunny, maybe a little chilly, but it'll be sunshine. So get out there and support the young men. And then you get Loveland Tuesday, Fairfield on Wednesday, and then Withrow and Harrison on Thursday and Saturday, respectively. But, boy, they play a lot of tennis in a short amount of time. So there's going to be a busy, busy time for those young men.
Yeah, I need to ice those elbows.
It'll be fun to watch as they get things going. And then, finally, for the busy spring season, track and field. And that's where you have probably the biggest number of athletes that are taking part. So many different events. Such a great chance for kids to compete and be a part of a team, too, when you get down to it with track and field.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. We got tons of kids. I want to say we have something like 50 on the boys' side and 60 on the girls.
Oh, my goodness.
And, and we were at Turpin this past weekend. They had a JV and varsity meet, and it was a lot of fun to watch. We actually had one of our student interns, Morgan Gaskins, was on a relay team, and we were down a little bit in the relay, and she was the fourth leg. And when she got the baton, she just turned on the jets and ended up winning that relay. So that was one of the cooler moments of that rainy Saturday over at Turpin. But this week, looking ahead, we got the Coaches Classic on Friday. And actually, Wednesday, we host the JV Coaches Classic. So that'll be pretty cool. I think about 10 to 15 schools are going to come to Anderson. We'll do a track meet. And our coaches, Coach Wolf and Coach Gross, do an incredible job putting on meets. Every year, we do Anderson Invitational. We get about 20, 25 teams coming in all throughout the area. And it's a big event, two-day event, and it's a lot of fun. We get a lot of people here to watch some track. So we're excited for Wednesday. It'll be a little sneak peek of what we have to come later in the year.
All righty. Well, good luck with that. That's a lot of work to put those events on, too. So you need a lot of folks involved with that, tracking times and getting kids in the right places at the right time. And it's an event, that's for sure. Track meets are not easy to host. So, well, good luck hosting the JV Coaches Classic this week and then the Coaches Classic over the weekend as well. And all those athletes, they work very hard, lots of running, lots of weightlifting, whatever it is, conditioning and strength, and it is, it is. The fact that they're involved, that's the best part of it, and giving them a chance to be involved with a team. That's what it's all about. That's why we're all here. So
you're 100% right.
Excellent. So, well, Chris, Chris today. We'll look forward to getting the Wonder Twins together next week, and we're just kind of getting underway again with the spring seasons, and we're keeping our fingers crossed for great weather for everybody involved with all this stuff. But Tyler, appreciate your time as always. We look forward to how things are going to kind of work themselves out throughout this spring.
Yeah. Thank you, Greg. I missed you guys. It's good having you back.
We missed you as well. We're ready to get this thing going again. Trust me, we follow you on Twitter as well. So that's always an interesting read. So if you ever need to get anything up to date, pitch by pitch in baseball or softball or meet by meet, I'm sure in track, it'll be right there. Check out the Twitter feed.
Oh, yeah.
So, Tyler, great talking to you, man. Tell Chris hello, and we'll catch up with your other half of the Wonder Twins next week.
Oh, that sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
That's Tyler Brooks. He's assistant athletic director at Anderson High School. I'm Greg Waddell. Thanks for listening to the Anderson, the athletic director podcast for AndersonRedskins.org and ESP Media powered by Sidearm Sports.